So you got the house appraised, right?
Danielle Reed rubbed her eyes, pacing in a wide circle outside of the very house she was supposed to be appraising, while the man who lived in it leaned over the carved wooden railing of his deck, smiling down at her. He was lucky he was sexy, and she was into him, because otherwise, she might have been more annoyed than she already was. About the house. It might not have the worth we thought it did. She was lying to her boss. She was definitely lying to her boss. Ashford Altman, alpha bear shifter of his clan in the town of Crystal River, shook his head at her, taking a swig of his beer. Danielle flipped him off. He grinned and blew her a kiss back. Greg, her boss from the bank, absolutely didn't sound happy.
What? What's wrong with it? That should sell for a good $5 million easy.
Yeah, Danielle said, drawing out the word. But the problem is, you see, I did go inside and check the property. The land is overrun with bears and wolves. Not exactly family friendly.
You're shitting me.
I had a run-in with a bear and everything. I'll send you a picture. Give me a second. She pulled the phone away from her ear to glare a little at Ashford, who was trying to hold back his laughter. For an alpha whose job it was to preserve the secret of shifters, he was enjoying it way too much that she was about to send her boss several pictures of him in his bear shape, getting up close and personal with Danielle. She sent the photos to Greg's number, as well as the video she took for good measure, then put the phone back to her ear. Okay, sent. You should have a look.
All right, all right.
Danielle waited. The reception out here wasn't always half bad, but it still took a couple of minutes before he got the information. She knew when he was looking at them, because Greg yelled and cursed.
Jesus fucking Christ, Danielle, you're up close and personal with that thing.
Danielle continued to circle and pace. I know, it was practically on top of me. Ashford snorted. Danielle put her finger to her lips, swiftly silencing him. But the way he smiled and laughed at what she was doing was getting infectious. Danielle tried her hardest not to smile back. Because of the way some people seemed to be able to tell when the person on the other end of the line was smiling, she didn't want her boss to be able to tell.